Presents. All right, everyone. We are playing Bear Witness on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Why? Well, all right. Let me give you a short speech. Fetish Locator's not finished. Like, no, seriously. They just added ending 15 and 18. And unfortunately, those are only available on the Patreon. So even though the game is out, you can buy it. You can't get those endings yet until they're ready to give them to you. So we're not going to go through all that. I don't want to go through a game that doesn't have all of its content complete, and neither do you. Now, what I will say is if you want to continue to support... Give me a minute. What I do want to say is if you do want to continue to support Fetish Locator and get this content, please, by all means, go to VNovella. Remember, that's V-I Novella over there, and grab that game. Because you can get the content right now. But you can only get it through Patreon. You can't get it through any other methods. So what we're waiting on is for that content to be brought over. There's also other endings that have been worked on and haven't been brought over yet. So what I would be playing is an unfinished game under the banner that it was finished. Now that's fine. The dev can do what he wants. But what I'm saying is it's better for us to play something that is complete, like Bear Witness, which is 1.0. So let's go ahead and get started. Now, just because a game is 1.0 doesn't mean it's 100% feature complete, but it does mean that the story is complete. So you might notice that this is made in maybe an earlier version of Daz, and maybe some of the models don't look amazing, but we'll give it a shot, you know? Because being addicted didn't look so great at first, but we played it and we got into it. Yeah. So let's see what this...
Well, they kept updating.
Well, let's see what this has to offer. It's an adult game. Violence, death, and drug use. Your choices, yeah.
Are you sure we're old?
We hope to have treated these themes with a seriousness and do them. But if you are not in the right place right now where you can handle a story with these elements, oh shit, are we getting into another leap of faith?
Uh-oh.
We recommend you save this one for another time.
Man,
we're going to play it.
What? No!
Storm and Stocky.
I've had a fragile mind.
We're gonna play it. All right. So there's the ladies, and let's go ahead and get started. Everything seems good. Remember, he's got a Patreon there, a Discord, and Steam. I can't remember where the hell I got this. Probably
so
itch.
Are we Cosby?
Oh, and by the way, let's turn this volume up a little bit so you can hear the wonderful singing here. What's my name?
We know what my name
What's
is.
What's my name, motherfucker?
Chapter 1. Much more of this rhythmic clacking and I'm gonna fall asleep. It's been a long day already and now this. The train wheels continue to clack clack beneath, almost hypnotizing you. Yeah, that's gonna knock me right out. Ugh. By the way, we're only playing like 10 minutes of this. We are so far behind. We'll play 30 next time, but I just want to let you guys know that we are going to start playing it. Oh, my dad is calling me. Hey, Dad. Hey, shit brick, you settled in? My dad has a weird sense of humor. He's called me various obscene nicknames since I was about 11. It just so happens that shit brick is his favorite right now. Yeah, look at her legs. Oh, nope, we're running behind. Probably not going to hit Plattsburgh for another couple of hours. Damn, that's a shame. At least it's a train and you're not stuck on the tarmac at the airport, right? Yeah, could be worse. Anything interesting on the ride? Any hotties? That sign said please keep feet off seats. Nothing super interesting, though. I'd say yes to the latter question. The latter question, huh? She can hear you? Yup. You talk her up yet? Nope. The hell you waiting for? Get off the phone with me and go get her. Dad, it doesn't work like that. Horse shit. Time to get back in the game, kiddo. Anyways, text me when you get to your new apartment, okay? Sure thing, Dad. Love you. Love you too, turd burglar. Haha, turd burglar. I haven't heard that one in years. Neither have I. Anyway, talk to you later, Dad. Good night, kiddo. Sorry about that. My dad likes to call me weird nicknames. Oh, don't worry about it. It just caught me off guard. I wasn't trying to listen in or anything, mind you. It's quiet in here, yeah. You're getting off at Plattsburgh, too? Yup, going to school there. Oh, you're going to PCA as well? Yeah, my first year, actually. Mine as well? That's a pleasant coincidence. Would you like to join me?
Mine as well. You did it like a question mark. No. It's,
oh, yeah. I fucking know. All right.
I don't know. I'm just meeting you for the first time. What do you think?
Mine as well. That's a pleasant coincidence. Would you like to join me? I'd hate to interrupt your reading. Oh, no. I'm just reading out of abject boredom at this point. Join her or don't join her?
Join her.
Sure, that'd be awesome. I'm Grim. Zenda. Charmed.
Zenda.
So where are you from? London. Well, London by way of a dozen other places, but home is London, really. How about you? New York City, but by way of Los Angeles. Oh, so you're a Cali boy, huh? You don't look it. I don't. Too pale. I'd expect you to have that surfer look. Ha ha, well, we all don't look alike. True. Didn't spend a lot of time under the Southern California sun, then? Are you a graphic designer, by chance? Well, damn, that's oddly specific.
How'd you know?
I am! Does the pale look really give that away?
No, poor star. I'm so pale.
Aha, no, I saw you working on your laptop earlier. I was gonna say, that was an impressive deduction, Sherlock. Haha, how long have you lived in New York? About 2 years now. My parents got divorced, so I stayed with my dad after the split. That's difficult. You didn't want to stay with your mother? She's never been easy to live with, and I don't want to abandon my dad, so... I get it. You still talk to her? Well, no, actually. Not since the divorce. We sort of just, It's okay. I'm sorry for prying. Don't sweat it. So what will you be studying? Well, everything I can, but my focus is on sculpture.
Sculpture.
Oh, sweet. You're, is it sculptist? Sculptor.
Sculptor, yeah.
Okay, what kind of sculptures? People, mostly. I've only got a few pieces complete because it's a pretty painstaking medium to work in. What medium is that?
Clay.
Clay? She's been working with granite.
Granite.
Oh, wow.
I think it's good, though, because, yeah, it's solid.
Mostly. I started with soapstone and alabaster, which don't typically take long. But what if you fuck up on stone?
There are tricks to fix it.
But those pieces are,
just
not
can't
great.
Keep fucking it up at one time.
Right. I keep thinking, Michelangelo, what the hell is this? Or who was the guy that did it?
Which one? It depends.
Did Michelangelo sculpt David? Who sculpted?
You talking about
the large statue?
Yeah, that's Michelangelo.
Okay, Michelangelo, what the hell
you
is this?
You gotta look up Alphonse Bernini.
I know you've told me about him.
Are fucking amazing. He's got a David too of him in mid swing of the sling.
But those pieces are, not great, haha. That's cool, though. I'm sure they're better than anything I could make. You ever try it?
Nope.
You'll have to give it a shot. You've got 4 years of study ahead of you. You might find a talent for something new. Maybe. So you said you traveled a lot? Sort of. My father's an executive at his company, so he traveled a great deal. They were typically short trips, but during his longer stays, my mother and I would join him. Paris, Berlin, Dubai, and Barcelona, to name a few. She's got money! By longer trips, you mean... A few months. We spent a year or so in Paris once. Wow, so you're very well-traveled. I am. Though honestly, I was too young for most of it to really enjoy it. It got lonely. Yeah, I can imagine. After my move, leaving all my friends behind in California, it was hard to meet new people. But hey, 4 years at PCA, that's gotta be exciting, right? Absolutely. And I'm sure you'll meet a lot of great people there. I think I've already met one. You know what? I think you have. Aha. Aha. Egotist much? No, I'm kidding.
Just a turd burglar.
Compliment or flirt?
Compliment.
I think you're pretty awesome, too. Well, I never said you were awesome, but I appreciate your compliment. Ouch, I deserve that. We spend the next 2 hours or so chatting about her travels, my experiences in New York. She knew the city better than I did, and I'd lived there for nearly 2 years. What we were hoping to learn at PCA. She was surprisingly easy to talk to, and I was glad I decided to chat with her. Eventually, the conductor called out our station. Plattsburgh! Well, it was really fantastic meeting you and talking with you. I enjoyed it tremendously. I'm glad we met. We gathered our belongings, ordered our Ubers, and exited the train onto the platform. I'm sure we'll run into each other at school, but do you want to trade numbers? Certainly.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm already running pretty late, so I need to get going. I'll talk to you later, Grim. Yeah, see you around. Hi, you're Mora? Yup, y'all set? I am, just the one bag here. Sorry you have to sit in the front seat, though my last customer spilled their drink back there and it's all sticky. Yeah, no worries, I like the front better anyway. Ooh, she's a redhead. I like redheads with the freckles. Yep. Cool. So you're going to PCA? Yeah, how'd you guess?
Everyone is.
Classes start Monday. You're about the same age as me, and I know Heidi and Athena were looking for a roommate after Stella graduated.
She said, I'll give you a hint. If there's an ugly girl, she didn't go to PCA.
Ah, yeah, I guess that all adds up. Are you a student there as well? Uh-huh. I'm in my third year now. Any particular art form? I'm a painter. Surrealism and photorealism, with a few other styles thrown in for fun. This is an art school.
Surrealism being like,
I know what! Salvador Dali!
Salvador Dali, that, yep.
I know a thing or two about art, sir!
Well, kinda curious.
How about you? I'm a graphic artist. I love surrealist work.
Dali was a character.
Dali's okay, but there's a lot of better ones.
I mean, I'm not gonna say I don't wanna smear his name, but I've heard he was a bit of a molester.
I bet he was. That's cool. PC or Mac? I use Apple for my artwork and PC for everything else. Doesn't that sound familiar? You're a gamer then? Yeah, you? A little bit. What have you been playing lately? Animal Crossing, mostly. Haha. Nah, no, that's okay. You can play whatever you like. You're still a gamer. I do play a lot of other stuff, mostly mobile games when I have a moment. I don't get a lot of time for it now. But that's mostly what women play, is mobile games. Women are the number one mobile gamers. And I don't have a problem with that. My mother plays games like you wouldn't believe. Let me tell you guys a secret. My mother plays more games than I do. And she's 70. I can also get sucked into playing Civilization for hours and hours. Ha ha. Oh no, she's constantly in there playing those games. I'm like, wow. Just one more turn, eh? Aha, yep. What do you play? I kind of stick with stuff that's comfortable for me, so I've been playing a lot of Fallout, Bioshock. I've beaten all the Bioshocks. Well, I didn't beat 2. But 2 isn't necessarily considered the sequel. I beat the first one. I've completely beat Infinite. I loved Infinite.
They had it remastered for $4. So uh-huh. I got it.
Yeah, I got all those.
Got the fourth Fallout.
Yeah, I got that so I too, but I haven't really played it. Now you can play Fallout London. Fallout London is pretty much a brand new game in a Fallout universe made with the Fallout 4 engine. It was made by a team, and it's big. It's bigger than the original Fallout game. Yeah. And they've been working on it. And you can get it free on GOG. So yeah, might want to go pick that one up. Now, there's supposed to be a patch you guys got to download before you play London. It fixes all the crashes you'd normally get if you tried to play it without it. So make sure to get it. And they even tell you to do it. So make sure you read all the shit before you go and install it.
Yeah.
But people say it's really good and it's definitely worth playing. And it feels like another Fallout game. Well, it's only for PC.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I just got to get an Xbox controller for my PC.
You can't run it on yours.
I don't know why.
Oh, don't you have a...
I got the gaming one.
Oh, yeah, you might be able to run it now. That's cool. I don't actually know those. I mean, I've heard of them, just never played.
But you also use the graphics for that.
You might have to give them a shot sometime then. Don't you still have a Mac or do you have a PC now?
I still have a Mac.
Yeah, okay.
I've got both.
You should be able to run it with Mac. You check your surroundings and realize it's a lot more quiet compared to where you're from. We're a little out of town here, aren't we? Yeah, it's a couple miles outside of town proper. It's a nice place, though. I'm sure you'll like it. You got a car or bike you'll be taking into town? No, I don't. Don't even have my license yet, actually. There really wasn't a need for it in New York City. That's cool. Don't worry too much about it. I'm sure Heidi will be happy to give you a lift into town. I'm not sure about Athena, though. But hey, you've always got me if that doesn't work out. True. So how do you know Heidi and Athena from PCA? A bit. I've seen them around there. I mostly know them from Stella talking about them. She didn't have a car either, so I saw her pretty frequently. Can you tell me what they're like? I've only talked briefly with Heidi on the phone, and I've not even spoken to Athena yet. Nope. Can't tell you anything. Oh. I mean, I could tell you about them, but I don't want to color your opinion of them before you've had the chance to meet them. That's a good idea. Oh yeah, no, I get it. We're almost there though, so you'll be meeting them in just a bit anyway. Awesome. After a few more minutes of driving around, you reach the house you'll be staying at. Okay, you're all set. Thanks, it was awesome meeting you. Same here. We'll see each other around even if you don't need me to drive you anywhere. Ask for a number or say goodnight. Speaking of which, you think I can get your number? That way I can, you know, call and see if you're available or whatever. Sure, let me plug it into your phone. Then just text me and I'll have yours, too. Sounds good. There you go. Have a good night, Grim. I think it was worth it to do that.
Yeah. You got a ride. You have someone that you can trust to take you places.
Grim, you made it! She looks thrilled.
What? Another?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm running late. The train was behind schedule. Yeah, I kind of figured. Come on in.
They don't waste no time introducing you to every girl in the game.
Well, welcome to your home for the next 4 years. Okay, now she looks okay.
What, did she look weird before?
Yeah, she looked odd in that first scene.
Maybe because...
Okay, now, she just has a really, you know... Wow, it's great. Thank you so much for letting me room with you guys. I know not a lot of girls would be okay with a guy for a roommate. Not a big deal at all. I mean, it's something you worry about, but with you being gay and all... Oh, what? I'm not. I'm straight. Oh, you're screwing with me. Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to. Athena told me it'd be funny, and she was right. Haha, okay, yeah. You put me in the panic for a second. It's okay. It cracks me up how quickly straight guys panic when you suggest they might not be straight. That isn't even remotely why. I thought for a moment there I was about to lose my place to live. Yeah. I'm sorry, Grim. I totally get why that would panic you. Athena probably didn't think about that. I sure did. Well, no bra on under her sundress. I can feel her nipples against me. Now to not get a fucking hard on in front of my new roommate. It's no big deal. Speaking of Athena, will I be meeting her tonight as well? She's at work right now. She bartends at a little place called the Broken Token in town. She'll be back later, though usually a little after she gets off at 2 in the morning. That's cool. Let me show you around the place. First off, this is the living room. You're welcome to use the TV. Cable's included in your rent, just don't go ordering any adult movies on. I won't. That's what the internet is for anyway. I mean, not that... Gosh, this is gonna be so much fun. Yeah, fun. Whee! This is the dining kitchen area. Anything in the fridge or cupboards without a name on it is fair game. Heck yeah. I guess nobody's gonna eat this salt.
Ah! All the shit. I didn't see no name.
Just, I didn't see no name.
Just letters that formed words.
How did you eat
people?
How did you eat all the cinnamon? Like that was a spice.
I accepted the challenge upon myself.
But if almost
good on that bread that was in there. Butter.
But almost everything is going to have a name on it. I'm mostly telling you to warn you, so label your food. Got it. And this little girl here is Priscilla. This is the bathroom. It's a little small, but we make it work. We don't usually keep the door locked, so if the door's closed, please knock, or don't. Next is my room in all its glory. The vanity mirror is my favorite part of my room because I get to check myself out. Nice, haha. I don't usually spend a lot of time in here, so it's kind of empty, but it has all the essentials. On to the next room. This room is Athena's. It's not too bad.
There's the original Morticia.
Oh yeah, I like that. She has a nice PC setup and a great bed. Does Heidi spend a lot of time in her roommate's bed? Last but certainly not least is your bedroom. Yeah, it's in the attic, but I actually like this room. We brought up your bags when they arrived. You didn't bring a whole lot, did you? Yeah, we didn't have a very large apartment back home, so not a lot of room for stuff. Well, you've got plenty of room up here. It's all yours except for that back corner there. Those are Athena's, just some stuff she's left packed away for a while. Otherwise, you can do whatever you like up here. Whatever? Ha, sounds good. Just keep the sound down on your headphones or when you're using the internet. And that's it. I'll let you get settled in. You'll hear Athena when she gets home. Her motorcycle is kind of loud. Cool. Thank you again. Heidi's going to be a handful. She's a little firecracker. I wonder if Athena is anything like her. Two of them running around could start to get crazy. I like crazy. Heidi leaves and you get to work on unpacking your remaining bags. About an hour later, you hear the sound of a motorcycle pulling up outside. It shuts off a moment later. Sounds like Athena got out early from work. I'll wrap this up and head downstairs to meet her. Yeah, he's cute. Even better than his picture. You gonna try and catch him in the shower tomorrow? Haha, no. Well, no, maybe. Haha, you're terrible. Is he awake? Wow, that's Athena? She isn't what I expected at all after meeting Heidi. Probably I could hear him playing a video game or something earlier. I'm awake. Hi, you're Athena? Shake her hand? You don't want to just hug the woman you met.
Yeah, you know.
And you're Grim. Welcome, I guess. You're already settled in? Yeah, finished unpacking and everything. Was just waiting up to meet you. Cool. Well, it's late and I've got a lot to do tomorrow. You gonna be up a bit, Heidi? Yup. Alright, good night, both of you. Good night. Night. Anyway, you off to bed? Yeah, been a long day. I bet it has. Alright, you sleep well. Good night. Yeah, good night. Later that night. Well, this is where we're gonna leave off. Yeah, I know. But
right,
we gotta.
The brown.
Yeah, but we gotta hold another. We got another game.
Okay.
But all right, guys, so this is the intro. Now, we'll be starting this. We'll be doing 30 and 30. That's the goal. But right now, we only did like 15 because that's all we had time for.
Yep.
But yeah, we'll definitely be playing more of this because it seems like we could actually get into this. It seems like it might have an interesting story.
I like it.
It said it had all the dark stuff that interests, because that kind of interests me, right? Because if you've played, Leap of Faith actually made me cry because of what it was based on. Yeah, I can't. Like, people that have read it, or people that have actually watched me play that game, yeah, that was real. Because, you know, I don't want to get into the spoiling of that game, but yeah, it was a real incident.
I haven't played it yet.
It's a real incident, and yeah, it's an issue. Oh yeah, by the way, the creator of that game has announced that Euphoria is going to be out on GOG as well, so I'll be buying and downloading that, and we'll definitely play more of Euphoria. We played a little bit of Euphoria, but we're going to play a whole lot more when that gets done. But alright guys, at any rate, this is the Grimlord. We'll see you guys next time with more Bear Witness, and I will be checking those... I'll be checking those views to see if you guys are digging this. If this is something you guys are into, I will know. But all right, I'm out.
All right, later.